Hello.
Oh, hi, John. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good. I was following up. I know last we spoke I had reduced the past due balance to $29, and you told me that you wanted to take care of it this week.
Yeah. Sorry I missed you all week.
That's okay. I figured you were busy. So I have your billing in front of me. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Sounds like you're ready for the weekend, huh?
Oh, not really. I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, no. I always say you have to take a little time.
A little under the weather, too.
I know. It sounds like you're a little congested.
Yeah. Might even have the bad stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, I had it twice, and it was like a flu the first few days, and then after that, it just turned into a mild cold. So it wasn't, watching the news.
The first time I had it, it was real, real bad.
Really?
It was like a head cold flu.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I had it so bad that I thought I was going to die over the Christmas.
Wow. You couldn't breathe in the whole nine yards, I would imagine.
No,
huh?
It wasn't. Nothing like that. It's just, I was withdrawing from energy drinks. When I got that, I quit drinking them, and I had been drinking a lot of them. I had severe caffeine withdrawals.
Oh.
it was worse than the COVID.
Wow.
I had severe headaches for like 8 weeks.
But you kicked it? You kicked the habit?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's really
good.
But
then I started drinking them again, and I went to start at a night job, and I was doing real heavy labor, and I started drinking them again for a while. But I'm not like before.
Well, what my dentist told me? Every time I get my teeth cleaned, they harp on me, and they say, you shouldn't be drinking coffee, and it's not good for your whitening on your teeth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she finally told me last time, you know what? You have to enjoy life, too. And it kind of it made me feel better because I thought that's true.
Coffee actually can be pretty good for you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, coffee's good for you if you just not drink too much.
Yeah, it's what they're putting in those energy drinks sometimes gets a little bit intense, huh?
Well, those are okay in moderation, but I was drinking 4 or 5 a day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I read in the news some 16-year-old kid actually died from that. He had, I guess, two energy drinks and a Mountain Dew.
I mean, you hear that all the time, but I mean,
someone like you, you can handle it because you've done it before. You know what I mean? He was a 16-year-old kid, so.
It made my heart race and stuff not too long ago, and I quit again.
Oh,
but,
wow. So it was
COVID threw my heart into AFib after it was over.
No. Yeah. That's scary. So did you have it, like, around the holidays, like in the wintertime?
Yeah, Christmas and New Year's. For 6 weeks, I had it.
Oh, wow. It went forever.
Yeah.
Well, hope and pray for you that it doesn't, you know, hit you the same if you do have it. But, you know, you say it might just be a head cold, so hopefully that's all it is, you know.
No, it's COVID.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Oh, I don't get sick.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and now there's that monkeypox thing.
I haven't had a head cold or a flu in 15 years.
Oh, and now you know because you just got sick at the holidays that it has to be the reoccurring.
Yeah.
That's about how long it took me, too. Like 6 months after I had it the first time, it hit me again. So you're probably right.
Yep.
But, yeah, go ahead. I'm ready. I'm sorry we got sidetracked, but I can update you.
Yep. Okay. Here we go. It's 4867.
Okay.
9600-6313-1139.
Okay. Expiration?
227.
Okay. And the code on the back?
844.
Okay. And it's still Beresford Drive for the billing address?
Yes.
It is. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization.
Yeah, $29.95, right?
Just $29 even.
Okay.
So let me make sure that everything processes. And then one thing I can do to help you out a little bit more, John, is your billing date is on.
If I do decide I want to cancel, I can just give you within how long notice do I need to give you?
3 business days of your billing, but what I was going to tell you is your billing date is the 15th, so I don't want you to have 2 payments close together like that. So I'm going to push the next one 30 days out from today. So what you just paid has you paid in full until August 29th. So if you decide that you don't want to continue with that site, just give us a call a couple of days before the 29th of August, okay?
All right,
and I hope you feel better. Hang in there, and hopefully you make it to work tomorrow if you do have a project.
I have been working sick for 2 days, so I'll be at work tomorrow.
Wow, that's the good thing about business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers. That's awesome. Good for you.
I almost have to be dead to that. I have lawns where I haven't missed in I don't think I missed more than once, and I was in the hospital then. I maybe missed twice in 25 years.
Good. You know what? I think our generation has a stronger work ethic like that. The young kids these days, they call out left and right. It's like they could care less, you know? Right? Exactly. I was just hearing a story about someone that was talking about their grandpa that he hadn't missed a day in like 40 years. And I was like, how come like there aren't people like that anymore?
They don't even work, period.
Yeah. And I have a college age daughter and she'll be like, you know, she knows there's a concert on this certain date and I want to go to the concert, but she won't tell her employer. So then they'll schedule her for that day. And then she's in the situation where she calls out because she wants to go to the concert. And I'm like, why didn't you just call your employer or tell them you weren't available that day so you didn't have to put yourself in that situation, you know?
Yeah.
But you know how they are. Live and learn.
That reminds me, I want to go to a concert. I need to call about tickets. I keep forgetting.
Oh, there you go. So I reminded you before they sell out, hopefully.
Yeah, Pink Floyd, Roger Waters.
Oh, is he still around? The original Roger Waters?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool. I didn't know that. Because over here, we're in Southern California, they always have a lot of like Pink Floyd covered bands and stuff, but I didn't know the original singer was still kicking. That's awesome.
Well, he's the one that wrote all the famous songs.
Yeah, so it would be quite an honor to see him in person.
Because he's not with Pink Floyd. He was actually a founder, and he tried to disband them, and the courts sided with Pink Floyd, they had all these attorneys, and the judge was crooked, and they sided with Pink Floyd, and then they kind of became a corporate band after he left.
Yes. So does he still sing? If you buy the tickets to his concert, will he still sing the Pink Floyd? Is he allowed to do
that?
Yeah,
because he wrote them.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, because that would be such a disappointment if you went and he wasn't allowed to sing his own.
He owns all the famous music, so they can't stop him from playing.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're going to have a good time at the concert then. That's
awesome.
If I ever
get together to get the tickets.
Yeah. Well, stop
procrastinating. A friend of mine actually knows him personally.
Oh, wow.
And he used to work at a fish camp in the Bahamas, and he goes there every year. And he sat around the campfire for 9 weekends in a row, and Roger Waters sat at the campfire and played acoustic guitar for him.
Wow, what a story.
And he didn't even know who he was when he first met him. And then the boss, his boss says, do you know who he is? He goes, no, I don't have any idea who he is. And Roger Waters went and got his acoustic 12-string guitar and started playing that, you know, famous song.
My goodness. That's so neat. It's almost better not to know who they are, because then you don't get, like, so starstruck. You just see him as a person.
Roger Waters loved him for not knowing who he was.
I bet. Yeah, that's awesome. Because then he met the real authentic person. It's not someone that was trying to, like, impress him.
He took him out airboating and stuff and showed him a good time. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get him to take him to the concert. We're going to try to get hold of Roger Waters and get backstage.
Yeah, maybe he could get some backstage passes or something. That'd be great.
Well, if he could ever get hold of him. I'm trying to call the Bahamas to call this guy to get his to get Roger Waters' cell phone number.
Oh, I see. Wow. So, you know, a crazy story when I was young, and then I'll let you go. This might work for your friend, but we had a concert coming to town, and I think it was Motley Crue, that old heavy metal band, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And I had a friend like you did that was a mutual friend of theirs, and he used to design their clothes and whatnot. And so I went to the sound check in the afternoon,
yeah,
the day of the concert,
yeah,
in the afternoon. And when the band came out of their big tour bus and came in through a side door to walk in to the,
yeah,
venue, there was a crowd of people there that was, you know, kind of screaming and trying to meet them. And I just handed a paper, like, over their head to one of the band members. And I said,
right,
hey, my name's Tina. I'm friends with so-and-so. And can you please put me on the guest list? And good enough, we went up to Will Call that night at the concert, and there were 4 tickets for us. No backstage passes, but there were 4 tickets for us. And I thought, that is really cool, you know, because how else would I have gotten hold of them? So I just went there with my piece of paper, and I waited at the sound check, and, and I got it.
I had a friend that had friends that were concert promoters, and he actually invested like just some money with them so he could go get backstage at all these concerts, and he took me with him. And,
nice.
We went backstage at lots of concerts and in the ticket office counting money and backstage and
nice.
Yeah,
it's nice to see them, like, yeah, like, with, like, without, like, all of the hype, you know, they're just back there having their little after-concert snack, and they're showered and relaxing. Yeah, exactly. That's so cool.
Big Al's band in Florida. I was in Miami, and a bunch of friends talked me into driving, and we were all, oh, God, we were wrecked. But I drove them to the concert. We didn't even have tickets. And we got there, and my friends got the last tickets.
I didn't
get one.
Wow.
And I drove them to the concert. But I was still hanging around at the ticket office, and just then they brought down tickets that they didn't use for the VIPs.
No way!
I ended up getting a VIP ticket, and I went. I was fifth row center, and
wow.
I sat with all their wives.
No
and,
way.
Girlfriends and partied my ass off with them and danced
yeah.
and shit with them.
You're probably like, thank you for buying the last tickets, because now
Oh, yeah. I was
awesome.
Like dancing arm in arm with pretty ladies.
I bet. Yeah, exactly. So, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, John. You're definitely a character.
Yeah. I could tell you 1,000 stories.
Yeah, I know. I know we can. So, but yeah, like I said, have a really nice evening and a great weekend coming up too. Okay.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.